Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Odell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hubbs moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. There goes Williams trying to get to second. Bailey throws to second, with Pagan covering, who tags Williams for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock bunts towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 0 in the game. Odell strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Banks reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burpell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-3 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 4 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 4 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.